Chicago.
You are the resurrection.
It's Jam Packed, story-filled original music from musicians and bands around the Southlands. We have the Cat 105.5 give it to you in one extensive hour-long radio spotlight Thursday nights at 8 on Homegrown Tones. You get tight playing, you get hard-hitting emotional lyrics that equally require your full listening attention. That's how I would describe the bluesy Americana rock sound of Resurrection Larry. Perfectly timed drumming, solid guitar solos, but don't overlook their lyrics. Some of bad relationships, dishonest and forgotten fathers, leaving your seedy past behind to start a new clean life. Music and lyrics are of equal importance in Resurrection Larry's music, and to talk about their music and lyrics with us, Jim Lang is joining us. I've been listening to several songs on your website, resurrectionlarry.com. There's some pretty emotional stuff here. Father is a song that comes to mind. The image I get with John Lennon's mother, only it's more focusing on the father and how after all this time the son draws apart from him. What would you say is a main inspiration behind a lot of the lyrics you write?
It has an awful lot to do with the relationship you have and relationships you see other people having. The most emotional things that we experience are the real life day-to-day things that seldom get talked about. So with Larry's lyrics, we try to get essentially, let's quote an old Spooky Tooth line, "You broke my heart so I busted your jaw." It's the things that happen every day to us that never get talked about.
Before people get to recognize the lyrics, your playing is just incredible. It kind of sounds like you guys are like three bands for the price of one. A song that really caught my attention was Part of Me. It starts out as kind of an emotional ballad, and then you keep building up the energy level of it till it turns into a hard bluesy rock song at the end. But I mean, you have that diversity to your music.
In a live performance, we actually tie Father and Part of Me into one 14-minute song. I'm sit on stage and I look at the musicians around me and my jaw drops. I mean, Doc Feelgood, Mike on guitar, he's unbelievable. His ability to take an emotion and turn it into a guitar lick is just phenomenal. I mean, that's a couple of music degrees underneath his belt. Kathleen on bass, she pockets out with Dave, the drummer. It's not hard to keep going up there. You know, I just sit down and put my hands on the keyboards and try to hold on. They're marvelous.
We're going to break apart the songs, Father and Part of Me, and you combine the two, but we're going to give them to you separately. Lyrics and music, it's quite the intense emotional package here. Part of Me, you'll find this on resurrectionlarry.com, and it's right here on Homegrown Tones on the Cat 105.5. And that is a part of what you'll hear on stage if you check out Resurrection Larry. Homegrown Tones on the Cat 105.5. Part of Me is combined with the song we're going to hear next, Father. This coming Saturday at Bobby McGee's in Crest Hill is where you can check them out. We have Jim Lang, their keyboardist, vocalist, and guitarist on the line with us. What is most important to you in presenting this music to a live audience? Is it the lyrics or is it the music or a combination of the two?
Well, it's the theater. It's a combination of everything on stage. As Kathleen likes to say, when we're on Larry's in the House, there's a bond you get between the audience and the players. If that bond's accentuated by a bond between the players themselves, it just works. A Larry show usually consists of a lot of people standing up in front of the stage and watching. A lot of them know our lyrics now and are singing along with us for some of these. It's a nice experience to watch a Larry show because there's a vibe in the room that bonds the band to the audience, and I get a thrill out of it.
Father on Homegrown Tones at the Cat 105.5. Hard-hitting lyrics, tight playing, Resurrection Larry. Father can be found on resurrectionlarry.com, which is the band's website. They will make their presence known at Bobby McGee's in Crest Hill this coming Saturday night. Go to resurrectionlarry.com for more details about that. Jim Lang is one of their co-founders. He's their keyboardist, guitarist, and vocalist. But in addition to Jim, Kathy Marini on bass guitar, Dave Fornelski on drums, and Mike Jula, who is more or less the long-distance member of the band. And Jim was just telling me off the air that nowadays they are working on new recordings in addition to what you're hearing on their website. It's kind of hard with Mike being a teacher in that they have to mail him portions of what they're recording and mixing, and Mike has to mail them back guitar overdubs. Explain a little bit more about that, Jim, how that works out, that recording process.
Oh, sure. Well, we're set up to record in our studio where we practice, but recently Mike teaches chiropractic medicine at a university. Mike's a chiropractor, and recently has taken taken a job teaching it as a professor at a university in St. Louis, and he's going to be there for the foreseeable future. So what we've been doing is we record tracks up by Chicago, and then we email them down to Michael, and Doc Feelgood turns around and comes up and records tracks over the top of it. The new material we're working on is certainly in the Larry vein. We've got a couple out there right now, and to give you a hint, in their raw form, the arrangements are about 9 minutes each, and we're having fun with them, and we can't wait to put them in. We hope to have them in for the shows that start in the summer.
The material, apart from being extensive, how would you say it's a little bit different from compared to what we've been hearing on Father and also Lecture, which I'm going to play next?
I can just give you little snippets by giving you the working titles for them. One is Don't Put It Off to Tomorrow, because tomorrow never comes. The other one, in its working title, is called The Trucker's Song. It's essentially about a over-the-road trucker that can't have a life of his own because he can't keep a relationship.
Well, all I can tell you folks is if you go out to see Resurrection Larry, and please do this coming Saturday at Bobby McGee's in Crest Hill, expect the unexpected. Just don't think because Jim gives you a title of The Trucker's Song that this might be a country rocker.
No, it's maybe far from that.
Maybe not, because there's so many different musical elements to what they do, and you'll get a little bit of an image of maybe a seedy kind of character trying to change her life in the lyrics, but musically, you're just going to have to follow along. Their music is so unexpected, but that's the great part of it. And Jim, thank you very much for sharing your rather diverse music and lyrics with us, and that of Resurrection Larry.
And we greatly appreciate it.
ResurrectionLarry.com for more details and to get more MP3 versions of these songs we're playing, like this one, Electra, on Homegrown Tones at the Cat 105.5. Alive and very diverse, it's the music of Resurrection Larry on the Cat 105.5's Homegrown Tones this coming Saturday, playing Bobby McGee's in Crest Hill, several other dates that they have, and you can check out this and more of their extensive and highly lyrical music at ResurrectionLarry.com. You can't really put a label on Resurrection Larry, a very diverse sound, but the sound is a little more distinctive, Iron Maiden-like, for the band out of Naperville known as Hyrax, and we'll get to music from them as Homegrown Tones continues on the Cat 105.5.